get the swine flu vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health. Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if the doctor says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
There is one little word that could save your health.
Just say no. Say no to the vaccine.
And if Obama says he'll make him take it himself, just say no.
Say no to the vaccine.
I don't need your prescription, I ain't got no affliction. Corporate pharmaceuticals teaming with politicians. Put them on prescription, that should be our own decision. Whether we want spending on vaccines or health and education. Soon they enlist the general populace. They're adding to the list pharmaceutical benefits. Yo, Alexa Finland, Glasgow Smith Klein, Coffin Martin Fine, still ain't seen your disease, Macau Coffin, Dead or Swine. Your population.
And welcome back to What's Ailing America? The ultimate in reality show with information that can save your life. And I'm laughing as I'm listening to that excellent song, which you all need to check out on YouTube, Say No to the Vaccine by NZ Trillion. As it turns out, one of my listeners sent me an email that CNN host Piers Morgan has fallen ill days after receiving the flu vaccine. Yes. In further proof that evil is evil, even to its own, he actually invited the Wizard of Oz onto his show to dispel the myth surrounding vaccines that one can acquire the flu post-vaccination. So he had the Wizard give him a vaccine on camera, and now Piers Morgan is very, very sick. You know, isn't it funny how that works out? Okay. Of course, on this show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth, where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons, nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure, and including causing all disease under the quote-unquote internal medicine umbrella. Where police and the judicial system protect the criminals and persecute the innocent, where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, who suppress the natural solutions to all these problems already available, who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection. The ability to see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. And of course, I always tell people, don't believe anything I or my guests say. Check things out for yourself. Many of these things are so troubling. Many of these conspiracy facts and realities are so troubling to people with a conscience that they would just rather believe it can't possibly be true. Well, I don't talk about anything that I cannot prove from my own research. And I bring people on to talk about their research. But, of course, you have to use discernment for anyone that gives you any information. Because we've been lied to about everything. And that's just the way it is. And, of course, as we watched this disgusting inauguration last week, I sent out a newsletter, as I always do. If you want to sign up for my weekly newsletter, which is part of the American Survival Newsletter, go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, click on the link section, go to the bottom. You can sign up for free. And in my newsletter last week, I included a link to a very important documentary that I really suggest all of you watch. It's called Psy Wars, P-S-Y Wars. And you can watch it for free on YouTube. And, of course, it's a documentary about how the entire field of, quote-unquote, public relations, i.e. propaganda, got started with the nephew of Sigmund Freud, Edward Bernays. And this documentary is amazing because there is propaganda about Hitler within the documentary. Other than that, propaganda is excellent. Okay, there's music. We're going to a break. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned.
If If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, and in regards to the commercial about the fiat currency that reminded me to mention, if any of you do not know what's going on in Iceland, which of course you will not hear on the mainstream media, Iceland, who has jailed their banksters, fired their government, and told the IMF that their debt is fraud and they're not owing anything and not going to pay anything. And now their economy is on the rebound, much like happened in Germany under Hitler. You really need to check that out because there is a solution, people. We need to do what Iceland has done. And if that could spread, you know, like a virus, that action, it would be really amazing how it all works out. Okay, if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. Of course, if you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, which happens on quite a regular basis, have the operator dial the number for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows, so if you're able to access me from the toll-free number, please do that instead. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. And more now, I am also going back to another service that I rendered when I lived in New York. I would do so personally, going to the hospital as a patient advocate. Now I'm doing so over the phone and helping people if for some reason they go to the hospital and then they're trapped and they don't know what to do. And this just happened again this weekend with a client of mine from Wisconsin. I'm not going to get into any details, but let's just say if it wasn't for her having me on speed dial and being able to tell me what was going on and get the hard questions from me to ask the medical devils, her husband would have been trapped in the hospital for who knows how long and who knows if he would have ever come out. So it's very important that you have somebody that knows the hard questions to ask, and that is another service that I provide. Of course, it's better if I know your situation, if you're already my client, but even if not, I will help you. Of course, I charge for these services. I have bills to pay like everybody else, but it could certainly save your life. So if that's something you find yourself in need of, please give me a call. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Very important that callers mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. And it's best if you wait for the second hour to call in so we can get the topic of the week going. And of course, please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here, and please let them know what shows you appreciate, because I think that's important as well. I also suggest that you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. If you have not yet done so, click on the link section and get yourself a colloidal silver generator, because the biowarfare viruses that are being created in the laboratories, especially being put in vaccines and now being coughed and sneezed on you as you're out and about, it's very important for you to have a way to protect yourself. Now, once they're injected directly into your bloodstream, as happened to poor Piers Morgan, of course, then you need to do lots of other things to detox yourself and get the viruses out. Colloidal silver by itself is not going to be enough. But I just have to laugh that they hoodwinked Piers Morgan, obviously another minion working for the boys, into getting a flu shot on the air. And they obviously gave him the real flu shot instead of, you know, sterile water like Dr. Oz received and a few others that have gone on the air to get a flu shot to make you believe that it's safe. Okay. On today's show, What's Ailing America, our answer is legal solutions to escape hell. And my guest is Chris from Nevada. Now, let's see, I think it was January 13th, I had Candy from Utah on my show. If you heard that show, a woman who has had 6 children kidnapped by the state. One of them is being drugged to the point that he can barely, you know, keep his eyes open. He's slobbering all over himself. He's taking Risperdal and all kinds of other things, and they're threatening to take her fetus as well once the fetus is born. And Chris had contacted me after the show. He was in the queue to come on, but unfortunately we ran out of time. And Chris said that he thought maybe he could help Candy, and he wanted me to hook her up with him. I did send her his contact information. I don't know if she's done so yet. But welcome to the show, Chris. And what were you thinking that you could do to help Candy in terms of her children being kidnapped?
Well, good morning, Dr. Carley. Have I got you now?
Yes.
Okay, well, first and foremost, Candy's situation is horrendous. This is probably one of the most egregious violations of civil rights I have ever heard of in my life. It's all hypothecated allegations which are created out of thin air for prurient interest or fiduciary egregious enrichments of their own pockets of agents and actors of the Utah Department of Family Services in association with police. There are many other elements to this case that brought about this torture, this terrorism of this family, this tearing of their children from her arms to put them under the purported care of the state. Realize, of course, the state is a private, foreign-owned corporation with a particular fiduciary interest in any that it can take into its webs of incarceration, whether it be under medical auspices or legal auspices, of scams of legalism to gain money from the depository trust accounts that are created for us when we're birthed, that are held by foreign agents of foreign banksters, and to satisfy feeding the lust of perpetrating these legal schemes on us that we're subjected to on a daily basis. And I will tell you that I have had communication. I do want to clarify that the word hookup has many connotations in our language that's been twisted in these days and times, and we were merely communicating under that concept, and we are continuing to communicate with her and her husband.
Okay, and, well, I should have said put you in connection with. I'm sorry if I used the wrong word. Go ahead.
Oh, that's quite all right. I just wanted to clarify that was the only idea that we had by opening the lines of communication between us, was to try to provide some possible relief and being able to get her children back from these criminals who have kidnapped them. Mm-hmm. When they don't have a lawful warrant predicated on facts that would cause a reasonable man to believe they have probable cause to believe that one crime had been committed to the person accused had committed the crime, they have no facts, they have no law, they have no legal right. But under this construct of legal mercenaries, the Department of Health and Human Services, the state of Utah in this case, and the little Kabbalistic cabal of actors they have in the town in Utah where she lives, we'll try to be sensitive and not mention them by name, although we probably should. But since we're likely looking at some litigation to gain some relief for her, and it's not unlikely that many of these agents and actors could likely find themselves doing time in a federal penitentiary for what they've done to this woman.
Okay, let me interrupt you there, because, see, this is going on all over the country. It happened to me as well. I tried to bring an action against one of the judges in my case in federal court. The attorney general at that time was Elliot Spitzer, client 9, and he got the case dismissed, saying that the judge is immune, even if corrupt, malicious, or incompetent. So this is the reason that I just want people to be wary of believing that there's some kind of relief that you can get in court, because in my opinion, the courts are totally corrupt. Everything is totally corrupt, but the courts being totally corrupt is the reason that everything else is happening, because the courts do nothing to these criminals. And I just want to also bring up the fact it's not just children. I did a show a couple of weeks ago with Marty Oakley, who investigates guardianship abuse of elderly, and they're doing the same thing to the elderly. They're putting them under guardianship and stealing everything they have. So this is happening not just here in the States. I just got a call 2 days ago from a woman in Australia that they've done this to her elderly relative. This is happening everywhere. They're all using the same master template. Okay, unfortunately, there's the music. We're going to a break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
We are back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is legal solutions to escape hell. My guest is Chris in Nevada. He's a loyal listener, and he calls into my show and other shows, and he's done some homework on what's going on, and so he offered to come on the show and talk about some things he's learned, so I said, let's do it. So please continue, Chris.
Well, Dr. Crowley, just like you, if we appear in the public eye on the internet radios or other radio shows and make ourselves known as ones who are trying to do something to assist people who are being victimized by these forces who are posed as our public servants, but who have sold their souls to Satan, if you will, and now they've become protectorates of the corporation, which is euphemistically termed the Whore of Babylon. And this comes from ancient Babel, where the words were twisted in the mouths of all the people of the different tribes that were working there to create chaos and confusion and to remove the ability to communicate between the workers. And that's effectively what's happened with our legal system in America. I want to back up for a second and tell you, I've talked to Amy Sharon in Texas. I've talked to Stacy Lynn in Colorado. There was a lady in Florida I spoke with. I have a personal friend here in Las Vegas who, just like you spoke of, one of the senior, he was acting as the guardian for his mother, an aged woman. he had got in because he's sort of a constitutionalist, if you will, one of those treacherous terrorists the government's so afraid of, those people who actually believe in the Constitution and the founding principles of America. And when the state agents came out to visit, he wasn't going to allow them to come into his private home, even to look in under his mother. He had apparently overlooked the onerous relationships of having aid provided by the federal government, Social Security, the state, or any other corporate entity to his mother's benefit, even though they try to claim that these are privileges that we enjoy, but most of us actually work and contribute into that to be able to have those savings that are supposed to be put in for us through our Social Security accounts, or what we think are through our accounts, but really are a general trust that we pay into as a FICA tax, not as a insurance program, as I've even heard representatives from other states speak of here in the last 6 months, claiming it's an insurance policy. It is not. That's an absolute lie.
Right, but wait, before you proceed, Chris, I just want to ask you, under what auspice or for what reason were these psychopaths trying to gain access to this gentleman's home to, quote-unquote, check on his mother? Had there been some complaint made? I mean, what's the reason?
Absolutely. He'd had a number of care workers to come in to assist him with doing the feminine hygiene cleanup work on his mother because he was not comfortable doing that. And caregivers that would come in from outsourced from the benefits of his mother's interest. One of them had done a less than professional job and was a little rough with her. In fact, caused quite a bit of bruising on her when they were attending to her. And he took exception with that. And she apparently, to gain a grinding of an axe with him, to use the legal system, effectually swatting him, called in a anonymous complaint, or else through your work administered the anonymous complaint, to summon the state agents to come out to inspect the premises to check on the welfare, purportedly, of his mother.
There you go.
And so okay. When they came out, he took exception with it. Of course, they went out. They called the police as soon as they left to come back, and he had to run up to the store to get something for her. And while he was gone, the police showed up, and of course they seized the mother, hauled her away for several days for observation, cited him. you know, it's just been a comedy of, it's not funny, don't get me wrong, but circumstances of life that we all find ourselves in. He too is an elderly gentleman who has absolutely done the best he can for his mother and continues to do so to this day. And,
right. He's not, let me just say, he's not sticking her in a nursing home with those demons like most people do. He's trying to do the right thing. And just imagine the horror of his poor mother. The cops must have broken down the door. You can just, you know, picture the SWAT team coming in to basically kidnap her. I mean, you know, it's amazing she didn't have a heart attack just going through that alone.
Well, absolutely. I don't know that. I don't believe they had a SWAT team involved in this one, but there were uniformed officers that showed up, and that could be terrorizing enough if it is. I do know that in Candy's case, that she originally had concerns that there might be carbon monoxide. They had a misacting carbon monoxide detector in the house that was going off frequently. They tried replacing batteries. That had no avail. And they had been reportedly being sleepy, and one of her children had bloody noses. And so they had called the fire department to find out if that could be a symptom. And they assured her, yes, that was a common symptom of carbon monoxide poisoning, was bleeding noses. And so they'd been sleepy, and so the fire department came out to check on them and did replace or repair the monoxide detector, and said that they would have police check on the welfare. Well,
okay, hold on. There's the music. We're going to a break. Yes, she talked about all that when she was on the show. And obviously, then they turned into monsters and called the people that stole the children. Okay, folks, we'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is legal solutions to escape hell, with my guest Chris from Nevada. And as I always do, I have CNN on background just watching to see what the Communist News Network is telling the people. And in further example of the corrupt courts, they're talking about a Catholic hospital in Colorado who actually used as a defense in a case where a mother was killed for malpractice and she was pregnant with twins. He brought a lawsuit. And the Catholic hospital's defense is that the twins cannot be included in the suit because, quote-unquote, to be a person, one must at some point have been born alive. And, of course, the whole Catholic thing is supposedly, you know, protect the children, no abortions, all the rest of it. And not only did they dismiss this man's lawsuit against St. Thomas More Hospital in Colorado, but then the defense lawyers for the hospital went after the man, charging him over $100,000 to pay their legal bills. Now, he is having his paycheck, you know, basically stolen garnished. From him. Yes, garnished. And he's pretty much on the verge of bankruptcy. So you got to love that. The Catholic hospital is against the very Catholic Church teachings. Isn't that amazing, Chris?
Absolutely. It's insane. And this is exactly the point that we want to talk about. the legal system has been absolutely converted, transmuted, morphed, changed, re-sculpted, codified, if you will, over our history here, where you had many, many years, almost 100 years of things working out pretty well in this country when we worked under our common law of the land, the positive, substantive common law, where basically is derived from what are termed the Ten Commandments, although there were many more that were listed in the scripture that most people know of called the Bible. So we went along fine, and we were fat, dumb, and happy. We had basically a good life, a productive society. Free market capitalism ruled supreme here in America. We were rich and prosperous. And all of our detractors were jealous and hated us for it because we had freedom of speech, free and liberty and private property and rights that flow from those. We actually had rights here as Americans instead of mere privileges as subjects of some foreign king, potentate, or government. If we go back to the ancient Sumerian Babylonian cults, we find there were a group of people called the Pharisees. The Pharisees were also called the Sea People, and they are the emanation for what is termed the Law of the Sea, or the Sea Mercenary, or the Sea Merchant's Law, to provide safe passage of products across the sea. But their law, where the captain of the ship had to be a veritable god to ensure safe passage of his customers' goods under their Law of the Sea treaties, they converted that and brought that to land. And now we are all living under this foreign form of law termed legalese, and it comes precisely, most of the words come from the Talmud, which was the Pharisees' book. The Pharisees, I believe, is where the word fairy tale comes from, because that's what they are, spinners of lies and myths and stories that replace the truth or their supply their version of the truth. We have two forms of law in this country. We have positive law, where most of us wrongly believe that we live under, where you're presumed innocent until proven guilty. Right. But what we live under these days are the negative law, where you're presumed guilty until proven innocent by objecting and providing support for your objection in the form of law, fact, and evidence that you present to the court through written pleas or motions that you present before you come to court. Anytime you wind up in one of these satanic church courts, that's what they truly are, where a man in a black dress is posing as a man God, able to determine what rights you have, what law operates or doesn't operate, makes up the laws he sees fit to abuse you. And what it truly is, we're told that these court systems, civil courts, if you will, were set up to replace armed combat on the field of battle and to move it into a battle of wits, paper, and knowledge on the field of law or legalese in these courts.
Well, let me just interrupt you to say, it's so bad that not only are you presumed guilty, but they can make up anything they want. And then when you go into court, I experienced this personally. I've been there 7 years in seven courts. They will actually, the judges refuse to allow evidence onto the record to prove, that everything they're saying is a lie. So it's so amazing. Once you get sucked into this web, you can't even believe it. You know, we're brought up to believe we have the best country in the world and the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. And then you have something like this happen to you. It's very difficult to survive this. There is no pill for injustice. Go ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. They created this way. If you look at the voluminous, innumerable laws, statutes, codes, regulations that we have to live under, it's almost as much as the IRS. And they are designed to discombobulate or confuse, a ruse to confuse the people so they feel unable. They tell you lies like you can't fight City Hall. They tell you lies like he who has an attorney has a fool for a client or for a lawyer. You know, the lawyers These legal mercenaries, the attorneys, are twisters of law. They twist it or codify it into a new form of law. In fact, in the first copy of Black's Law, under code, it tells you code implies a compilation of existing laws, systematically arrangement into chapters, subheads, tables, contents, revision to harmonize conflicts. Now, that sounds really wonderful. To supply omissions, well, they might be omitting the whole law, and generally to clarify or make a complete body of laws designed to regulate completely subjects or slaves to which they relate. That's from Gibson versus State, 214 Alabama. If you do your due diligence and find what an attorney is, they can only represent, one, infants, two, the incompetent or insane, wards of the court, or persons of the military. Trinzi versus Pagliaro, you'll find that an attorney cannot even testify as a witness. They do it all the time in the courts because the people don't know, because they've been deceived and rendered under this, what is termed, justicialis or just belie, which is a war to absolute destruction on these satanic war church courts, on these fields that they draw you in with all these officers of the courts who are a military force that are posed to destroy you by any means possible. The judge is an officer of the court, a member of the bar. The pro se executioner is an officer of court, a member of the bar. The pretender defender is an officer of the court and a member of the bar. The secretary is an officer of the court, may be a member of the bar. The bailiff is an officer of the court. The police officers are officers of the court. Even the translator in the courtroom is an officer of the court. And so this is a military force that is posed against anybody they can bring into their web of deceit to destroy.
Right. And one very important fact I want to bring up, I'm glad you mentioned the fact that anybody that hires an attorney is therefore deemed incompetent. You know, that's very important for people to realize. Not that going a sui juris and representing yourself is any better, because, you know, people that represent themselves never win. But it's a very important fact that you're mentioning. And, of course, I also want to mention that the attorneys, when they take their oath to get their bar license, of course, their first loyalty is to the court. So when the court is corrupt, they must work to protect that corrupt court. I mean, so this is what's really mind-boggling, that you have something happen and you get an attorney believing that that attorney is going to get you, quote-unquote, justice, and then by the attorney's actions, because especially like what I'm most familiar with in terms of dealing with clients, the malpractice situation, especially with these big hospitals, they will never go after them for real. Just like this case that this man's going through with the Catholic hospital that killed his wife and twin sons that weren't born yet. They'll sell you out. They'll intentionally, you know, file a paper too late, or there's many ways that they can do it. Where you'll have the case dismissed. And then now they're having more and more of these cases where you have to pay the defense attorney's bill. It's insane. So they're actually making it where just even entering the courtroom is assuring you of financial destruction on top of anything else that's happened. You know, add that to your trauma.
If I might make one minor correction to you, actually the attorney's first oath is to the bar, the British Admiralty Registry. Second is to the court, and third is not to their paying client.
Oh, okay. All right, thank you. And what does that mean exactly, the British Registry? What are they swearing an oath to, especially if they're here in, you know, the Corporation of America?
Well, this is a Talmudic form of law and legalese that created the bar, this union of law mercenaries. It's actually not a union. It's an association, because they're particularly not chartered and not a union, but they are a secret club or cult, if you will, of these practitioners of the black arts of legalese that come from the black robe high priest cults of the Sumerian Babylonian, the same ones that were thrown from the second temple of Sol Amon with Caiaphas, who was the high priest of the black robe priest cults of the practitioners of the black arts of legalese.
Okay.
All right. So,
and let me ask you this, because see, I always wonder about this. Like, when do attorneys realize what's going on? In terms of medical school, I can't say the exact moment I realized that doctors were killing people. I mean, there's a little time warp there where you kind of just say, no, that can't have been intentional. I must have misinterpreted things. You know, because you can't even believe that these things are happening if you have a conscience. But there did come a moment where I said, that's it, I'm out of here. But in terms of the attorneys, everything they do is corrupt. So, and especially we have this president who supposedly specialized in constitutional law. If I'm not mistaken, I think he's written more executive orders than any other president. I mean, it's laughable. If it wasn't so sick, you'd have to laugh. But I'm just curious. Have you ever spoken to any attorneys? Do they admit about their cult, what's actually happening?
I have spoken to a couple, and very few of them will admit to knowing anything. They claim stupidity, ignorance. I didn't know anything about that. I don't know about that. I've never heard that before. If people want to find out what's going on, just Google your own agency there, whether it's the police department or the court system, the justice court system in your towns or cities. Search your only favorite search engine, whichever one you trust, if you trust any of them, and look up on Dun & Bradstreet or look up on Manta.com. Or you can look them up for free. I know on Manta. I think you can do it on Manta. And look under the corporation that your city or county is chartered under. Look at the courts they're chartered. I can tell you here in Las Vegas, if you search out the sheriff or the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Incorporated, you'll find that the sheriff is Doug Gillespie. And he is the administrator, that means the manager, who coordinates the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, which is a private foreign corporation, a revenue-generating arm for the city, the county, the Justice Center. And these are all corporate fictitious entities, and they truly have no more power than a flipping Walmart parking lot guard, but they're posing as public servants, taking public servants' pay from we the people who have elected the sheriff to act in our interest, and he's violated his fiduciary interest to us, abrogated it for the corporation, protecting the corporation, and trying to insulate himself from being sued for the actions of his private foreign corporate mercenaries who are disguised, dressed in costumes, and have shiny cars and gear that look like policemen, but they have changed their positions, and they're not protecting us, they're protecting the corporation specifically.
Right, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we have a few sheriffs who claim that they're, you know, going to stand up and follow their oath, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, they must be aware of this reality of which you speak, not to mention the fact I also suggest any listeners who haven't done so to also check into the CAFRs, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports of these corporations, and you will find they're all in the red. They're all making money, and they have a, you know, two sets of books, and they try to convince us that they're all in the, you know, black, and they're in debt, and they need more taxes and more money. The fraud is so deep. You know, it's a black hole once you actually start to investigate it.
Well, you're absolutely right. Earlier today, Mark Adams was sitting in for Jack McLam on this same station before, preceding to before you, and he had on Sheriff Richard Mack, who has won and fought against the federal government bureaucrats against when he was a sheriff. And he has a great organization called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA. And there are some sheriffs who are trying to get their souls back, trying to save their country or their county. and rise up and put down the oppression and terror of these communist actors that are sitting in the seats of government acting as our elected representatives. But when they go to Washington, the District of Criminals, they represent the corporation, the Washington, D.C. Corporation, under the 1871 D.C. Corporations Act, not the people. They have to sacrifice their people who elect them, even though we're paying their salaries, but now they're representing foreign corporate interest against the will of the people, and they're helping sell America down the river to communism.
Okay, and does Sheriff Mack talk about the situation that you're discussing, about the fact that they have actual corporations? All right, there's the music. We're going to a break. Please answer that question when we get back. Stay tuned, folks.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Keravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Keravim? Simple. Keravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
What's Ailing America, where our answer today is legal, quote-unquote, solutions to escape hell, with my guest, Chris in Nevada. And so, Chris, does Sheriff Mack discuss the realities of a sheriffdom, like as you were telling us about the private corporation situation and all the rest of that?
Well, I can tell you that Sheriff Mack earlier today was speaking about the sheriff's office being the highest offices or power in the county. Although in our county, the highest one, apparently, from what I've been able to discern, is the coroner. So many of these counties have actually, by control of the purse strings, have put the sheriff subject to the county commission members. And he becomes a mere instrument of the county commission, who is using him to generate revenue to fuel their schemes and their own egregious, and I would say, opulent lifestyles. We have monstrous, magnificent palatial facilities that have been built on the backs of the public here in Nevada. Most every city around here, America, I think you'll find the same way. They have fabulous, sumptuous, and opulently decorated state houses and city and county government facilities and brand new cars and probably Priuses and gas-powered vehicles that doesn't cost them anything to operate. And it keeps the price for the rest of us that have to pay for this stuff out of our own pockets, along with supporting them into the opulent lifestyles they've become accustomed as our potentates or rulers or kings that rule over us as mere subjects to grovel at their feet and lick their boots.
Right. So the answer is no. He does not talk about the sheriffs actually being involved with a corporate state.
I'm not convinced that he does. I can't testify. I haven't heard all of his speeches, and I have a suspicion. I did try to approach him at one time, speaking about the private grants of land made patent and the rights of private property that place them under extraterritorial jurisdiction outside the taxing jurisdiction, because he was from Arizona, and I was fighting the zone Nazis in Arizona, and I beat him, by God, going to federal district, to the state superior court, and knowing the law and proclaiming the law. And they backed off of me, by golly. But, you know, if you don't know the law, if you don't know your rights, you surely don't have any rights. And we kind of
Let me just also say that, you know, there's a few people out there that are saying, you know, what you said about the sheriffs, you know, they could change everything in a heartbeat, blah, blah, blah. Where I live here in North Carolina, our sheriff is a very high-level Mason. In fact, I have a good friend that works for the county, and he comes in there wearing his Masonic ring and flashes it around. So, you see, that's another layer of problem that we have, is that even if we had some sheriffs that wanted to change things, there's Masons mixed within them who are working for, you know, the evil. So, you know, there's so many levels of problem going on here. But so, okay, so you're saying that you escaped hell, and you suggested that maybe you could help Candy escape hell and get her children back. So there's the break. After the break, if you would please share with our listeners, how does one escape hell? Because in a land of totally corrupt courts, I don't see how knowing the law is going to do a darn thing. All right, be right back, folks. Stay tuned.